Welcome, earnest viewers, to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today, we travel to the African nation of Cameroon to find out about the Center for Appropriate Technology, or CAT, a non-governmental organization whose noble mission is to improve the standard of living in communities and social welfare by promoting inexpensive and sustainable eco-conscious technologies. Cameroon is blessed with abundant natural resources like sunshine and wind. Yet, the majority of Cameroonians do not have access to electricity. CAT, which is based in the Northwest Province's capital of Bamenda, has spent the last decade working with households, community groups, schools, and government agencies to encourage their use of practical green technology such as wind power generation, as well as solar power appliances like ovens, water heaters, and lights. CAT's program director, Nkumjini Victor, kindly took time from his busy schedule to discuss with Supreme Master Television the center's history, missions, goals, and projects.
Center for Appropriate Technology was founded in 2001 by some undergraduate youths who left school and wanted to use their skills for their own development and for the development of the community. We carry out a low-cost technology program with devices that are cheap, affordable, and acceptable by the people, using local and sustainable materials, materials that are readily available in our environment. We explore and develop alternative sources of energy, such as wind, solar, mini hydropower systems which are run-of-the-river scheme. We don't need to build dams. We size specific flow rate of the river, and then we develop our hydropower system from it. And wind, we have a lot of wind potentials everywhere in Cameroon, especially around the coast, even in these high altitude areas on our mountains. The solar potential is enormous almost everywhere in Cameroon. You have it in abundance in the northern part of Cameroon, even in the western southern part of Cameroon. We still have a lot of solar energy. We've carried out projects in almost all these domains, and that is basically what Center for Appropriate Technology is doing. Our major motive is to supply clean, affordable, and sustainable forms of energy to the Cameroonian population.
CAT holds workshops on both clean tech for schools, hospitals, women's groups, and municipalities. They also help set up and fund community organizations to develop green power sources in both urban and rural regions throughout Cameroon. CAT is currently implementing their rural electrification program, which entails building up locally sourced, off-the-grid energy capacity in non-urban areas. In the countryside, even simple household lighting is a luxury, because electricity from the national grid is expensive. By offering low-cost wind, hydro and solar power solutions, CAT is helping communities become more energy independent. The organization is particularly focused on harnessing Cameroon's plentiful sunshine and providing households with practical tools such as solar photovoltaic panels, lanterns, ovens, and water heaters.
Solar energy is one of the most neglected energy resources, and our work is not just to work with them, to also enlighten the people that this is free energy. The potentials of Cameroon in solar is very, very high. For example, in the northern part of Cameroon, in Kusere, you have about 12 hours sunshine, sometimes even 13 hours of sunshine. This is a lot. And if we can start thinking about investing in solar energy system, then I think we should be gearing towards accomplishing a lot in the energy sector in Cameroon. We produce solar cookers that you don't need to fail the forest to get firewood to cook. Our people rely solely on firewood for cooking. So if they can just break the cultural barrier associated with cooking under the sun and then use the solar system, we will save a lot of our rainforest.
To help give us a deeper understanding of the solar technology that CAT is promoting, Mr. Victor provides a demonstration of how solar energy from a household can be stored using a simple photovoltaic or PV system and a solar inverter.
This is an 85 watt PV system, and this is the major thing that supplies the electricity. And the electricity from the sun is so enormous that you must need something that controls it. And this is the charge controller. This works between the PV module and the accumulator, which is the batteries. So the PV module sends charges through the charge controller. And the charge controller controls the number of charges that goes into the batteries. And we also have the inverter, because this one produces a DC current, and the battery can only store the DC current also. So how do you get your alternating current out of the batteries to use in order to power your TV, your refrigerator, your AC bulbs, and so on? You need this is an inverter. It takes DC power, and then the AC power comes out here. So those are the two things.
Women and children, particularly in rural areas, collect wood and charcoal for cooking, which increases deforestation. Nearly 1.9 million women and children die prematurely each year globally due to the smoke from cook stoves. These are important reasons why CAT encourages the use of clean, healthy, and sustainable solar-powered cookers and ovens.
This is a prototype solar cooker. In fact, it takes just the solar energy for cooking. You don't need any fuel wood, thereby destroying our forest, which we need to keep it sustainable. You face it to the direction of the sun, and then you tilt it as the sun too rotates. And the food that is inside this thing for preparation, you find it actually boiling. You can even boil tough food like corn chaff. It takes a very short time for it to get ready. At least within maximum of 2 hours, the family should be able to enjoy corn chaff from this device. You can also use it for baking. It is clean. Clean energy, because there's no smoke whatsoever. And it's good for human consumption, you know, when you eat, it's good for the health. Clean technology.
My name is Obe Celestine. I've been householder for Bamenda, Cameroon. We want a solar oven. It uses solar energy and for bake granola and cake. We want a solar cooker. Oh, they use them for food. Now,
another Center for Appropriate Technology produced device is the solar lantern.
This is a solar lantern. You can use it for lighting, as you can see, and also for charging of your mobile phones in areas where there is no electricity, which means in the village where there's no light at all, you can be fine. And then this lantern too has stages. The very first stage there can give you 12 hours of light. The second stage you find here can give you 6 hours. And then the highest stage, which is this one, will give you 4 hours. And then this bed light will give you 100 hours. It also has its photovoltaic panel through which energy is transmitted into the lamp for any operation to take place, like for charging. It is a 3-watt solar panel.
CAT recognizes the value of teaching the young generation about the importance of embracing clean energy and environmentally friendly technology. Supreme Master Television was able to attend a presentation put on by the center at the Baptist Comprehensive College in the village of Nguyen, which was well received by both the students and faculty.
I am Gomenang Eugene Liu, principal of Baptist Comprehensive College, Nguyen. Indeed, we are glad that this organization came in here today to present to the students. I think it's a very good approach because a student-centered approach will easily get the information to the public. I think it is very proper because the news is going to spread. And with the presentations they've done here today, it's quite wonderful, it's quite commendable.
Mr. Victor is in favor of changing national tax policies in certain ways, as he believes this will drive the widespread adoption of clean technology. He feels such a transformation would have innumerable benefits for society.
To maximize our energy potential is to equally make it affordable. The freight cost, an initial investment cost. Dealers need to stock these materials. And they are afraid to stock these materials because of the high cost. And if this product can be exonerated from value-added tax, I think it will go a long way to make it affordable to the people. So we need to make it affordable that the rural masses can easily get access to money to be able to install the solar system and be independent. There is nothing good as being power independent. The advantages are enormous. You can count them from saving money, from controlling your own power, from being free from power outages. And if you want to know, a lot of money leaves our community every day in the name of energy, power. So we need to be independent. We need to liberate ourselves from all this energy crisis. So we need to wake up and produce our own energy and then save our money. Let the money stay in our community so that we can be able to follow up with other developmental issues, social responsibilities like hospitals, schools for our children.
Supreme Master Ching Hai often speaks about how we can create an atmosphere on our planet that furthers humanity's spiritual and technological progress, as in this excerpt from a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA.
A true spiritual practice grows with compassion and love for all beings. This is the core of a sustainable world. If we have this, we will have peace, love, harmony, security, health, and clear-mindedness. True spiritual life brings us in direct contact with the creative force of the universe, which supports and sustains life. All things spring from this creative power, including scientific and technological inventions.
Mr. Victor, our deep gratitude and respect to you and all involved in the benevolent activities of the Center for Appropriate Technology. You are helping build community-produced sustainable energy capacity and bringing green technology to those in need. Your efforts are undoubtedly contributing to the improved livelihoods of countless people. May the Center for Appropriate Technology continue to enjoy success in all its noble endeavors. For more information on Center for Appropriate Technology, please visit www.camcatbam.com. Thank you, sincere viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May we all better our planet by quickly adopting greener lifestyles.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.